Brandy, hey, how are you?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am fantastic. Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only Brandy Norwood, who's playing Roxy Hart in Chicago at the Kennedy Center April 4th through the 16th. Brandy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
This isn't the first time you played the role, right? You did your Broadway debut in it, what was it, like in 2015, in the same role up in New York at the Ambassador Theater. Memories of that real quick, and how excited are you to be back in the same role?
I'm excited. I love this role. Roxy Hart is just, she's so phenomenal. She's a dreamer. She never gives up, and she can sing, she can dance, and she's just, I just love her. She's funny, and she really helped me to dream again in my own life. And so this role is a blessing for me. So every time I get a chance to play her, whether it be in Broadway, on Broadway, at the Pantages in LA, or at the Kennedy Center in DC, I'm just happy to play her every chance that I get. I told my family at Broadway, I was like, listen, I want to be Roxy forever. You know, I want to play her many times as I can play her, because I love the songs, I love the musical, I love the people. And it's great to just be introduced to a new audience every night. So I love it. Nothing is like theater. Nothing is like it.
Absolutely. You said just then that the role helps you dream again in your real life. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, there was a time where I wasn't dreaming a lot. I didn't know really what my purpose was. I didn't know, you know, the direction that I needed to go in. And when I got the call to, you know, play this role, I was able to dream through her eyes, because in the entire musical, she's trying to make her dreams come true, you know, which is why she, you know, has the accident with Fred Casey. She shoots him because she feels like, you know what, you promised me all of these dreams and you didn't make my dreams come true. So now she's in jail and she's still dreaming in jail. No matter where Roxy is, she's going to dream. She's going to see herself on vaudeville just doing her thing. And I just love that about her. And so I'm in my life, I'm like, I don't care what I'm doing. I have to dream. I have to dream big and I have to believe in my dreams. And one day they'll all come into fruition. And that's exactly what happened to her. No matter if she was behind bars, whatever she did, she was able to get her dreams out there and do what she had to do.
Yeah, you mentioned the shooting, obviously, that sort of sets the story in motion. But
that ain't what I'm going to do.
You know what?
I'm not going to shoot nobody.
Yeah, but he had it coming. He had it coming.
I mean,
do you have a favorite song?
My favorite song is Nowadays.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you can come hear it on April 4th. At the Kennedy Center.
Awesome.
You have to come hear it.
Why is it your favorite?
It's my favorite because there's a moment in the musical where, you know, Roxy feels very, very alone. And, you know, and she just starts singing the song. You know, she starts singing about how, you know, things are going to change and things are not going to be the same. And, you know, but right now it's heaven. It's heaven right now. But, you know, things are going to change. And she gets this idea to go get Velma, and then they start singing it together. And it's just such the melody of the song is beautiful. The words are beautiful. And I love singing it. I love singing it.
It's like after Mr. Cellophane, Razzle Dazzle. It's like towards the end. Yeah.
Isn't it fun? Isn't it grand? Isn't it fun? Isn't it fun? 50 years or so. It's gonna change enough. That one.
I love it. Right before
I would go up on the heaven, but it's early, so I don't want to give their tickets back if I.
Yeah, let's not strain the voice too much this early. It's all right. Yeah,
right, I'm trying to sell these tickets.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, we're gonna sell it. Tell our listeners why Bob Fosse and just the choreography and everything in this is so great, because I believe it came out like in like the 70s, and it wasn't as big of a hit until it's sort of the revival, right, in the 90s.
I think it was always a hit, but I think that the choreography, Bob Fosse is a genius. He's a, you know, he was such a such an out of the box kind of a dancer, a choreographer, and it's just timeless. His work is timeless. Like, we're still doing it. I mean, years and years and years and years later, it's the work is just, it speaks for itself. And he influenced so many great artists like Michael Jackson. And, you know, he was just a force. And I was just so happy that I could pick up a little bit of the choreography. I still can't wait to get in there in the rehearsal suite and just do the choreography, because it's so fun. The choreography is fun. The music is unbelievable. And I think the play, the musical itself, what it's about, is amazing.
Do you remember when you first encountered it? Did you see it on Broadway, or was the movie version your first? Or do you remember when you first became aware of it?
Yeah, I saw it on Broadway when Usher played Billy Flynn.
Oh, wow.
Like, oh, my God. And, you know, Usher, we started around the same time in the music industry. I'm like, oh, my God, Usher's doing Broadway. I should so do Broadway. It took me 10 years after that to do it. But I was definitely inspired. And then I loved the movie. I loved what Renee did with Roxy, Renee Zellweger. She really, she's like one of my favorite Roxys. And then it's two other Roxys that I really love. And I love the play in general. It's just dope. And I can't wait.
Awesome.
I just can't wait to do it.
You mentioned Usher and how you guys got it started at the same time. Take me back. I mean, that's when come on, man. I grew up with your music. That's when you burst onto the scene for a lot of us. So take me back to when that first broke through for you. I mean, I know you had your debut album in like 94, but the big one I remember was Never Say Never. God, that had like Boys Mine, Almost Doesn't Count, Have You Ever. That's like the soundtrack to so many of our lives. How much did that change your life?
Oh, it's changed my life forever. And I just love that. You know, I get to sing those songs now when I go on, you know, on stage, when I do shows, I get to sing all of my oldies but goodies. And I love those songs. And, you know, just to relive those songs through my daughter's eyes, because she's 14. And so to hear her, you know, knowing all of these songs word for word, and not even including me. Like, my daughter will go and, you know, on her own iTunes and her own, you know, YouTube stuff to hear all my unreleased stuff. And she knows, you know, the words to my songs, like, and it's amazing to like relive them through her eyes and her saying, you know, Mom, you should do Send Up in My Room for this one, or you should do Top of the World for, because I love Top of the World, and Top of the World is such a good song. That's a classic. Like, my daughter's 14 saying this stuff about my music. You know, meanwhile, when she was 7 or 8, she was listening to, you know, her favorite was Chris Brown and Beyonce and all.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Lord, please, can she please know some of my songs? 2 or 3 of them, and now she knows all of my songs. And that just feels amazing that, you know, I could relive all my songs through her eyes, and fans still appreciate it. Even like you saying that, you know, that was a soundtrack to your life at one point. Like, that feels good for me. That makes me want to continue to do what I love to do with new songs, of course. And so I'm just getting started. My career is just starting all over, and I have the energy of a 12-year-old, and I'm just ready to just give it to you guys the way you guys deserve. People need music. People need to feel like they are not alone in their circumstances, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm a vessel. So I can't wait for everything to continue to move forward for me. I'm really excited, and I'm not afraid to try, you know, again.
Totally, totally. How did you, so speaking of your music career and how you kind of pivoted back, well, also you had TV with Moesha, but how did you sort of pivot into this sort of this, you know, when, let's say like musical theater thing? Because was Cinderella sort of the pivot there?
Well, Cinderella was so long ago. And of course, I remember, you know, feeling so at home with Cinderella, you know, because it was music and, you know, Whitney Houston was my fairy godmother. I mean, I was just in heaven. But it didn't really feel like what Broadway felt like. It was a musical, of course, but it was still, you know, takes and, you know, editing and all of that. But Broadway, that's real show business. You can't edit. You have to really, truly trust the moment and stay in present time. You can't get ahead of yourself, because if you do, you'll get afraid and you'll mess up. And so I learned through theater to just stay in the moment and focus on where you are right now. And, you know, the universe will take care of the rest.
Is this just like a 2-week limited engagement for you? Or are you going to like hit the road with the Chicago as a national tour or something? Or what's the plan?
I don't know if I'm going to hit the road, but there are places that I would love to do the musical. I wanted to do it in D.C. Of course, the Kennedy Center is a big deal, and I want to do it in London, and it's a few other places. But I love the role so much. But I am working on my own music, and I want to tour with my own stuff as well. So I have to take time for that, and so I can't just, you know, completely forget about myself, because, you know, Roxy, after all, she's a great, great role. She's a role. I'm not a role. I'm real. I have to, my fans will kill me if I keep waiting to put music out.
They'll say, like, you had it coming.
You know, put Mary Had a Little Lamb, something out. So I have to do that.
All right. Well, we look forward to the Mary Had a Little Lamb. But in the meantime, Roxy Hart, who is your Velma Kelly and Billy Flynn? You know, who are you working with here?
I don't know. Because, you know, it changes. So I don't know everyone. I don't know everybody that's going to be there this time.
Right.
I don't know. Like, you know, it changes. Every time I'm there, something changes. So I don't know for sure. I'll be ready for whoever is going to be there.
All right. And we're ready for you. We can't wait. Again, everybody, it's April 4th through 16th at Kennedy Center, Chicago. Brandy as Roxy Hart. Get your tickets now. Thank you so much, Brandy. You're more than generous with your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you there.
Bye-bye.